coming up in about half an hour. I'll bet he talks about things other than a quarterback today. And I'll bet he talks about a quarterback today as well. You know that's going to happen. I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy's Andy Baskin. Riley Tine is doing updates. Meredith's answering phones. We got Dan behind the glass. I mean, we got things cooking today. At 1:20, Charles Robinson. And Charles, long-time, big-time national NFL writer, now has his own website, NFLBlueBook.com. I get his newsletter. I signed up for the newsletter. It's coming in every day.
Yep.
Charles is going to join us coming up at 1:20. So you'll look forward to that.
Jeff, why don't you join us and everyone else join us on September 3rd when you can win VIP access to the Fan 15 Celebration. That is September 3rd at Dave & Buster's. It includes a pair of reserve seats, buffet dinner, and a pair of power cards. What you need to do if you want to be a VIP is enter the code word HOSTS with an S. H-O-T-S-T-S. HOST. And if you can do that by the end of the hour, to get registered at 923thefan.com to win. So again, you want to use that code word. Let's see if you can be a winner. Enter the word HOSTS by the end of the hour at 923thefan.com to get registered to win.
HOSTS.
Host.
That's a tough word to say.
It is.
Yeah. You have an S on both sides of the T.
It's amazing Super was able to last that long knowing the word was so hard to say.
Super host.
Oh, he
didn't. It wasn't super hosts.
He didn't come from like the planet that had other super with like Green Lantern.
What's one of the coolest things about working at Channel 43?
Was getting to see Super Host?
You just walk around and there's Marty. Marty Sullivan. Super host.
Was he pretty straight-laced when he wasn't?
Extremely.
Like, I remember watching him
just
do...
Just a very normal, fun, very nice person.
Before Channel 43 did news, he used to do, like, those cut-ins.
He did these updates, yeah.
Yeah.
Marty and Gary Short.
Oh, yeah, 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 mm-hmm. yeah. And he was... But it was very straight-laced news.
And he had a big news voice when he did that.
Yeah, and he... But
and you, then all of a sudden he's super host.
And then he puts a red ball on...
Hey, let's go back to the Stooges.
He puts a red ball... First of all, I hated watching the movies. I only watched The Stooges there. I just want you to know that. It was a difficult watch. It was a hard watch.
Good.
Yeah, I'm just saying. You know, these are. And was that Saturday nights? When was he on? Or Saturday afternoons?
Saturday afternoons.
Yeah, because Lanigan did Prize Movie. Were you? Hey, were you, have I ever asked you this? Were you ever on the board, the spinning wheel,
for Prize Movie? I have no idea.
Had to have been. At
I
some
have
point.
No idea. If somebody wanted to win, I'm sure they wouldn't have put my name up, my face up there.
Well, I mean, no. Remember you spun the wheel on there and they had that was like the best part of the show. And I used
cool.
to be like...
John was a very nice guy.
Come on, Ramona. Come on, Ramona. Here we go, Gibber. Here we go. And never happened.
I don't know.
You don't remember?
If I did, it obviously wasn't a highlight.
No. I would have been excited for you to have a picture.
Some
up
really
there.
Cool people who used to hang out there.
Really talented
Alice
people.
Alice Weston, wonderful. You know, one of the women who started... in television news in Northeast Ohio, along with Dorothy Fuldon.
Right.
And Alice was there all the time. She made great brownies, brought them in.
Oh, man. Ken,
awesome.
I'm
Gary,
so excited.
Gary Short was terrific.
Yeah, it just used to be
Marty
weird
Sullivan,
seeing Superhost do
Lanigan there. Okay, that trip down memory lane brought to you thank by you. Andy Baskin.
Yes, thank you. That's all I got for you.
Good.
I gave away the tickets, didn't I? Or tried
can
to.
The, okay, you did. Can the Guardians pull this thing out and get going? And here's the other thing. I don't like the narrative. And senior correspondent Ed, of all people.
I didn't like his narrative.
An optimistic guy by nature.
I know. It's like we don't even
says,
know him.
Oh, we get into the playoffs, we're not going to hit. Come on, Ed. Andy, this
what
is a little different
what?
Team. Nathaniel Lowe can hit. Joe Adell has hit here. And Joe's thing has always been, you know, high strikeout, low contact. But, man, when he hits it, it goes. And he's got, you know, he's driven in 80 runs this year. He's got like 18, 19 home runs. Joe has been a nice addition here. I'm glad he's here next year as well.
Yeah.
I think it could be a little different this time around.
I want his Angels football jersey. Giving it away on Sunday. I don't know. I like where they are right now. I think we all thought it was going to take a little bit of a running start once they got these guys in here. I just thought they might start a little bit quicker, but it doesn't matter. Where they are now is they control their own destiny, even by getting back to 500, which seems crazy. But... You know, they control it. Now they just need to go out and win series, and they're going to get to the playoffs. I can't see them not making the playoffs if they can win all their series moving forward, especially after going through like a month-long slump of not winning series. Now they are again, and Last night was a night. They got to win. They got to go out and get it. Go get back to 500, like I said a couple weeks ago, and that's exactly what they've done. It's been kind of fun. I like watching this team. I think they have good energy. I love the guys they brought in. We talked about the stats. Hanau, as I had said to you, like probably, I don't know, was a week or two before they actually called him up and watched him in Columbus. I'm like, this guy is ready to go, especially defensively at the point. And I mean, he's been a great addition. Kwan getting hot again, I think, has also been super important. Bazana, maybe you can percolate a little bit more. But I don't think the problem for them now isn't the offense. And by the way, it's been nice.
Isn't a problem.
No,
now.
There isn't.
Except maybe the schedule to go Menegan on you. They're playing the teams you're supposed to beat up. That's fine. You got to play them.
Go beat them.
So that's fine. Yeah. Have you noticed a little bit? Now he's getting the playing time. Travis wasn't in the lineup yesterday. Rocchio's been out of the lineup a little bit.
Yep.
I mean, you got a little competition there.
It's all right.
Andy, it is all right, isn't it?
It's more than all right.
Produce, and you'll play. It's that simple. But now, take a look at the outfield now. When Chase is good to go, all right, so he's out there.
He was a little sore last night, right. So they kept him out.
So he's out there when he's good to go. Kwan, probably in center. You have Angel Martinez. Okay.
Although, hang on one second. Damn, when they say a guy's a little bit sore, that probably means they need major surgery, the way they hold back information.
It is the Guardians. That is as Guardians as you're
going to get. He's got a hangnail. Next thing you find out, yeah, he had ACL surgery.
You're going to have a guy.
He's dealing with a hangnail on his right hand that's really causing him to come back. Yeah, we had to amputate.
Next day, his arm's gone.
It was a wicked paper cut. Lobotomy.
But think about it. Right now, the way this team is hitting now, you've got guys who aren't playing who have been playing all year, and they're going to be sitting. Rhys Hoskins isn't even available because he's on the injured list. But you know, so you sit Rocchio, you sit Bazana. DeLauder was out last night. You know, you're going to play Adele every day, aren't you?
Of course you are. You just traded for him.
You're going to play Nathaniel.
You
got to
pay him a little bit of cash too. Where is he on the payroll? He's like. He's high up in the payroll.
With Hoskins out,
top three.
Yeah,
with Hoskins out, aren't you going to play Nathaniel Lowe every day, even against lefties?
Yes.
I think I am.
Yes.
You know? So I think a little competition in the lineup is good because, as we know, didn't have a whole lot of competition in the lineup until just recently. So that's a good thing.
So when they come home for this 10-game homestand, they've got, what, 7 games against AL Central opponents?
Yeah, Royals are playing
4 against Detroit.
Right now.
Royals are playing good baseball right now, too.
But it's also the Royals, so, you know.
Yeah, but you get them here. That's the other part, for whatever that's worth.
They seem to, at the trade deadline, throw the towel in a little bit. So, you know, it's still Bobby Witt.
I don't know. When do they start selling playoff tickets? First of the month?
Not soon enough, baby.
I think that you can get it. You start your playoff stuff here real soon, don't you?
You know, until this 5-game winning streak,
mm-hmm. Which is what we both were begging for a little winning streak.
Oh god, yeah! This is when you had to do it.
Until this 5-game winning streak, the Guardians had won consecutive games only once since the All-Star break.
Feels good,
isn't that stunning?
Yeah.
Well, that's the part of this that's going to get interesting. Is we're going to roll into September. That wild card is just.
It's wide open.
Total mess.
Yeah.
And 3.5 behind the Sox, I think I saw. There's
a
2.5.
It's 2.5.
2.5 behind the Sox. That's right. They lost yesterday. So if anything, if you're them, you need to go get the Central because I wonder if we are finally going to see the Seattle Mariners start to hit. Cal Raleigh has finally woken up and is starting to hit a little bit.
Yeah, he had 3.
You know, we might see, I mean, Julio Rodriguez has had a really bizarre season for the Mariners as well. And that's the team that everybody has had circled for a period of time saying there's enough talent here that they should be in the middle of all of this stuff. And I wonder if maybe we start to see a couple of those teams that are just floundering because they're still in it. Maybe things start to fall their way a little bit differently. So if you're the Guards, make hay now and go get the Central because it's going to be a lot easier than playing in that wild card.
And this 5-game winning streak is their second longest winning streak of the season,
mm-hmm.
Which is kind of hard to believe. You would think over the course of 162 games with the pitching that they have, that they would have had more than a 4-game winning streak. They had that right before the All-Star break. Other than
that's
that,
when
a couple of 3-gamers, and that was it. You know, so they have not had this kind of a streak, but once all year.
Yeah, this Royals series, too, like you were saying before, is kind of an optical illusion because of the way they're playing right now.
Yeah, the Royals are playing really good.
You can sit there and go, well, they're 10.5 back on White Sox, but it doesn't matter. They've won 8 in a row, and if they can continue to play the way... Can you imagine they come in here on a 10-game winning streak and the Guards are on a 7-game winning streak? The crowds are already probably going to be pretty good this weekend, I would think, right?
It's gorgeous.
I mean, the weather's fantastic. The only thing that would probably stop you from going, like, to Friday night's game is high school football. There's no... College hasn't started yet. So you don't have your Friday night might be a little, you know, maybe you lose a couple fans for high school football, but otherwise, I think you're looking at packed houses all weekend.
But yeah,
if you're playing the way you're playing though.
If you're the Guards though, you got to go get that Central. I am like, get me out of this wild card mess. It's just too convoluted at this point, especially with the fact that you can guarantee the Rays have the top spot and the Red Sox have the second spot in that wild card because they're playing really good ball ever since they moved on from Alex Cora. You're just going for one spot. You got the O's that are sitting right there. You got that Mariners team that's been asleep all season. I mean, get out. Go win the Central. Make life easier on yourself that you're hosting these playoff games instead of having to play around in this wild card.
Couldn't agree with you more. The White Sox, sorry, they're not invincible.
You know, far from it.
Right. They've been a young team that's been building, and they've had a really nice year. I think they're so catchable, it's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Well, circle that series that... You know, that September 14th to 16th series at home against the White Sox.
And pitching staff starting to turn around.
That'll be interesting to see, too. I mean, I wonder what the crowds are going to be like for that, too. Even if it's a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday against Chicago.
If it's decent outside, pretty darn good.
Yeah, with a chance to get moving. That 1 o'clock game on the 16th against Chicago's at home, wow, it's a day game on a Wednesday. And that could be one of the biggest games of the regular season. Depending on how close this thing plays out.
If it's decent outside, it'll be pretty good.
It's on ESPN.
To sum it up, congratulations, front office. You made some moves at the trade deadline that have worked, and you made significant additions to this team without giving up the top prospects in your organization that you didn't want to give up. That's how you do it. And right now it's paying off for them. And, man, I sure hope we're talking about baseball in October. That would be phenomenal.
Me too.
Todd Bunkin's press conference about 10 minutes away. You'll hear the head coach of the Browns right here on The Fan.